As we make our way through November, Santa and his helpers at the North Pole are getting ready, putting all those gifts together, getting ready for the upcoming holiday shopping season. And in the week ahead, we get news on retail sales and consumer sentiment. I'm John Wardock. We'll take a sneak peek at all that in a moment.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Are you ready for the holiday shopping season? Are you spending more these days? What is the role of lower gas prices in your life? Joining us on the line is Bert Flickinger III. He is the managing director at Strategic Resource Group. He keeps an eye on the retail landscape. Bert, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Bert, what's your sense? We get a retail sales report late this week. We also get some consumer sentiment news. You spend a lot of time talking to retailers and I presume consumers. Where are we these days?
John, we're coming off a very good Halloween sales period to finish up October. As you and your team have reported, auto sales are very good, and we'll go into a record-breaking November to December for Santa and all his helpers you referenced.
So are we confident about the upcoming holiday shopping season?
Very confident about the upcoming holiday season, particularly with Disney riding to the retail rescue with the Disney release of Star Wars on December 11th and the licensed merchandise in the stores that will help bring Toys R Us back. And all the way from the dollar stores to the discount stores, and in addition to a lot of good fashion news, no West Coast stock slowdown or strike this year, more favorable weather with Disney. Consumers will be out buying much more this year when they were browsing last year.
With the retail sales news coming out later this week, what should we really focus on when we get that news?
We should really focus on the continued decline in gasoline prices, which is finally translating to some increase in overall retail spending, particularly in furniture, particularly in home retail and construction, most notably Home Depot on a national basis, Menards on a multi-regional basis. And you'll continue to see very strong retail sales in food and dining, which has been increasing at rates of anywhere from 5 to 8%. And auto will continue to stay very strong with the new model year in November as it has in October as well as September.
And the University of Michigan comes out with its consumer sentiment. Where are we when it comes to how consumers are feeling?
Consumers are feeling good. The job market's solid. The workers are anticipating higher wages, and also there'll be more holiday hours as retailers like Amazon have record hiring with 100,000 more workers for the holidays. There's still too many people working part-time, labor participation rates near historic lows, but overall the situation in terms of workers and wages is continuing to get better year by year, and that money will be spent in the stores for everything Santa and his helpers can come up with.
And in the coming week, we get news from Macy's and JCPenney and Dillard's. They all crack open their books. What's your sense of the retail sector right now?
Retail sector's okay, but it's a special situation for the department stores you referenced, John, with Macy's, Dillard's, and Penney's having a lot of stores in the West Coast and the Sun Belt that have been hit by some really bad El Nino weather with flooding, mudslides, torrential rains. So while those companies have great merchants, great marketing and advertising campaigns, they'll take a little bit of a hit this quarter that's weather-related, not temperature, but weather-related that shut some of their stores, delayed shipments to their stores, and kept shoppers from getting to their stores.
He's Bert Flickinger III from Strategic Resource Group. joining us there to talk about all things retail. Bert, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.